clean the facility, just working on everything that I needed to get bad enough to come on. So, 321. Oh yeah. You know, I feel like I can move pretty good anyway. Personally, I feel like I fit at the top. We have a pretty good offensive tackle class this year, and I came to compete with everybody else here, plan on coming out on top.
Missouri State tackle David Larkin, table 2.
Pretty much a very physical, competitive, intelligent offensive tackle that can come in right away and help out whatever organization that I'm with right away. And that's what I'm planning to go in right away and help out as much as possible.
Hey, Derek, what was it like in the huddle of that Florida game when you guys just forgot about throwing the ball, you got to run it right down their throats, and it worked in that game?
Oh, it was a very exciting time for us. We all came together, as one unit, and we knew that, if we were going to win, we needed to, execute on every phase of the game, and that included running the ball. So we all just came together, all 11 guys, and it happened. It helps me a lot because, as offensive lineman, you have to be in sync with your other four offensive linemen, and then you have to go and read your opponent very well on the defensive side and know them thoroughly, because that's the offensive line. You have to be on the same page, and if you know something, then your fellow offensive lineman, they have to know it also.
Do you think that'll help you as far as adjusting to the NFL game, understanding the offensive system?
Oh yeah, because football is mostly mental, most of the time. And if you do your homework and you study and you know the ins and outs of the game, then you're going to be well prepared. Yes. In business administration. 6'5", 321, and 35 and 3/8, I believe.
You're a couple inches shorter than some of the other guys. That actually worked your advantage in terms of
I feel like it does. Even though I'm tall, I have a very large wingspan. I feel like, maybe because I'm a little bit shorter, I can get up on there and defend a little bit better. For a little bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can play the side of the ball, but I love playing left tackle, and I feel like that's the best side for me. Yeah, I'm definitely very NFL ready at a left tackle, and that's the position that I plan on going and playing at. It's preparing me very well. I feel like SEC, it's among the best when it comes to athletes and the speed and physical aspect of the game. And you can go and look at any SEC game of the week, and it'll be very physical, and you're just competing with each other. It's going to be very hard fighting. That's the epitome of the league. It's a tough, physical game, and I was right there with it in the SEC.
Which of the SEC lines was the toughest to face this year, and why?
Can you see that?
Which of the SEC lines was the toughest to face this year, and why?
LSU had a pretty physical defensive line. They always bring a very tough defensive line, and they run hard to the ball. They're very physical. They're very fundamentally sound on what they're supposed to do.
Any defensive end or linebacker in particular that was the toughest opponent?
I'd probably say Marcel Darius. He was a pretty good defensive end that I went against. So, we competed very well whenever I played Alabama. I guess I'm with a bus cut.
Situation,
It's in the back of my mind a little bit, but you know, I don't think about it too much. I'm just, you know, concentrating on one thing at a time. You know, right now it's the combine, and then it'll be my pro day, and then it'll be you know, the draft. And, but you know, I'm very confident that it'll, you know, get handled, and they're working on it. So I just have every bit of confidence that it'll get handled. Yes, I'll be doing all the drills. Yeah, I've went through a couple of the interviews. And, I interacted and had a bunch of interviews also at the Senior Bowl, so you know, I'm very familiar with the interviewing process.
Did you spend time with the Bears at all? The Senior Bowl?
Yeah. I had an interview with the Bears. Yes, I've talked with the Colts organization. that's up to, you know, the organization and what they feel that they need. He's a very good offensive tackle, and, you know, if that's his opinion, that's his opinion. I feel otherwise, and, that's my opinion. You know, basically just how you were brought up, the system, you know, that you ran in college, you know, what your goals in life are, and, you know, how you go about handling that and, you know, achieving those goals. And, you know, basically you have to, you know, have all that organized, and, you know, they just, you know, want to see a, you know, very, very mature person that's ready to handle all of this business.
Derek, I'm sorry, have you talked to the Ravens yet?
Yes, I've talked to the Ravens.
Is that the Senior Bowl or here?
Here. Yeah, it gets very tough sometimes, but, you know, at Mississippi State we had a very good coaching staff that, you know, helped us out a lot whenever it came to academics, because that's a big part, you know, to our university, and, you know, whatever we needed, if it was tutors or anything like that, they got it for us. And, you know, if you want to get your degree, then it's very possible. Very important. I take pride in everything I do, and especially when it comes to academics, and that's how I was able to, you know, go out and get my bachelor's at such an early time. I feel like I can, you know, always improve on strength, always improve on my fundamentals, and, you know, those are some of the cores when it comes to football, playing with a little bit of leverage. You know, as an offensive lineman, you know, we believe that the lowest guy wins the game, so I feel like those are the things that I can always improve on.
You
Yeah, I would be happy playing either right or left tackle, and whatever the organization wanted me to do, and, you know, felt like that would help the organization out the best, then I'm all for it.
Dude, so many of the top players this week are from the SEC, across the board, all the different positions. What does that say about your conference?
It basically says that the, you know, SEC, we bring in a lot of good talent, and, you know, raise our talent from freshmen to, you know, seniors, and, you know, all the way through that, and, you know, we just keep the mentality of, you know, competing each and every weekend, and having hard fought games, and that's basically how our games are each and every single week.
I feel like you see a lot of guys. You've seen a lot of guys, you know, familiar faces.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of familiar faces from the SEC. You know, I feel pretty proud to be here continuing on.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.